Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of the Agatha Christie murder mystery, And Then There Were None.
And to talk about it, we have Kevin Bennett and David Eaton. And welcome, guys. Kevin.
Hi, Jean.
You're directing this, right?
Yes, directing the show.
Okay.
And it's been a lot of fun so far. Got a great cast. And David Eaton, right next to me, is playing Philip Lombard, our leading man.
That's what I keep getting told.
He knows he is.
Oh,
he
okay.
knows he is.
A ladies' man, you said?
Oh, yes. Well, he's our leading man, yes.
Oh, but, leading man.
Oh, but yes, he is a ladies' man.
Good
he's a real
for him.
Killer, huh? Yeah. Walk, walk, walk.
Oh, yeah, I can't give anything away. I can't give anyone. Don't sneak one in there like that. You know there's a murder mystery.
You know, I know this play from years ago, but I don't know how it ends. So if I said something inappropriate, I apologize. I don't know who. This is a murder mystery, so I don't know who is the guilty party. Except for I know, Kevin, you often kill off your cast members one by one, I believe.
Well, that's what I hope to do.
Well, tell us about this show. Give us a little background about what happens in this play.
Thanks, Steve. I just asked you not to sneak one in there. I can't tell you anything about the play without giving away the plot.
Exactly. I read the book years ago, and I assure you, you can't give anything away without...
that's why they call it a murder mystery. You got to come see it, you know.
Where does it take place? How about that?
All right. It takes place on Soldier Island off the coast of Devon in the UK. And there's 8 guests that have been invited to the island and the 2 servants. And they've been brought over by a fellow who runs the boat. Then they're left there without a telephone and without communication to the mainland. And the weather turns bad and... other things turn bad, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, David, you're the leading man. Tell us a little bit about your character, and don't give anything away, but just tell us who your character is.
Well, Philip Lombard was a captain in the King's Rifles and in Africa, and he's back, and he's kind of an adventurer of sorts. He's mercenary for hire, travels around, getting into tight places and then getting out of them. It's rather been kind of fun. Usually Kevin casts me as mean people, and I get to be nice in this one. Kind of.
I'm wondering how kind of.
Well, I'm a bit of a jokester, if you will. I don't mind taking shots at other people on the island.
Verbal shots.
Verbal shots.
Yeah.
Well... maybe.
It's hard to talk about this play, isn't it? Without,
it's impossible.
But we do know there's murder involved in the play.
Well, yeah, there's if you like murder, if you like mystery, it's a fun show. There's a little bit of romance, there's a little bit of, you know, conflict, and well, there's lots of good stuff in here. Some good humor and...
Well, so let's talk about something without talking about anything.
All right. Let's talk about that.
No, of course, one thing that's really fun about reading a murder mystery or seeing one is that the audience is constantly trying to figure out who done it by picking up on clues that are presented during the play.
Absolutely.
So without revealing any of these clues, maybe... Kevin's looking at me with a strange look. I guess my question is, are there clues along the way that are in the script, but also are there clues that perhaps you as the director have put in the play for this particular production that the audience might be looking for?
Well, yeah, always. You know, the writing of the script is really, really strong. It's very durable, and it's based upon Agatha's book, of the same and other names, because it has been modified over the years. There are stage directions in the book for certain things that have to happen for the characters to either alternately appear guilty and appear innocent from time to time. There are other things that we had to incorporate into the staging of the work to, kind of accentuate that issue a little bit. So when we need a little misdirection, we have a little.
Excellent. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Shock. Here with our guests, Kevin Bennett and David Eaton, to talking about ACT's production of And Then There Were None, and we're trying not to talk about it. So, Kevin, let me ask you just a personal question about directing. I think you're a very wonderful director. I've liked everything I've ever seen you produce. How do you get the acting you want from your characters?
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. You just got to cast the right people.
And cattle prods.
Yeah, we weren't going to talk about that. Well, you know.
I can't talk about the show.
Yeah, okay. All right, so cattle prods. The truth is that all of the, you know, you can cast the perfect people or what have you, but really you just got to cast people who are really willing and have a modicum of talent to start with. They can find the rest and get it out there. The trick is just to kind of nudge them in the right direction, and pretty soon they find it. And once they've found it, it's all about pointing which way to go. And it's really actually quite easy.
And good, because you do a great job of it, I must say.
I was actually stunned
the first time I saw a play directed by you, and I didn't even know you were a director at that point. And David, how does it feel to be directed?
Aside from the sharp, shocking pains in the side, mm-hmm. it's pretty good, actually. Kevin's a very good director. He's very good at explaining what he wants us to do and getting us there. I feel, though, every time I work with him on a show, that I come out of it a better performer. And I'm actually really grateful to work with him. But don't tell him I said that.
All right.
He's not listening to the
show. Why are my headphones not working?
Well, you know, one of the characters in this play, which maybe you didn't cast, is the location of the play, the set of the play where it takes place. And Brian Saylor apparently has done another wonderful set. Can you sort of give us an idea of how the set plays a part in this play, or if it doesn't?
It does. There were a lot of factors we incorporated into the set. You know, Brian and I met with the set design and took a look at it. We've got a bunch of good angles. You're familiar with the space. It's a wide space. It's kind of shallow, so it presents a lot of design challenges. So we have a 9-foot ceiling in the theater. And we wanted to kind of express, if you will, a very tall interior. So we used stripes. We used narrow stripes. Mm-hmm. And we used some tall, narrow windows. And then my thought for the set was gray tones and muted colors so as not to distract from the action of the play, because a lot of times when the sets mm-hmm. that are created in ACT are so vivid that sometimes they can be a little bit distracting. Now, that's not a bad thing, but for this show, this is a play of words and intellect and subtle activity, so it's really important that the set doesn't overpower it. But as the lights change, so does the texture of the set, you know, whether it's a little more spooky or a little more cheerful. It's really quite a nice design.
Interesting. So we actually have talked about the play a little bit, and those terms, it is spooky, it's a play about words, a play about ideas and wit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a play of suspicions and mistaken identities and other things.
Not just about cattle prods then, David.
That's all I remember from every rehearsal, so.
Well, up until opening night, anyway.
And your part is maybe shady, maybe not. The audience doesn't know. How do you work that?
Well, I prefer to think of him as not shady in the slightest. He's, in my opinion, not guilty of anything. But Agatha Christie might have thought otherwise. It's something that's just, it's a lot of fun to get out there and poke at the other actors because it's, and point out what they have done wrong and get them to, get their characters to admit that they may or may not have in fact done something they shouldn't have done in the past.
Well, are there any of us who haven't?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting psychological twist. There's none of us that are completely innocent. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any of us over 4 years old, anyway. each of the characters has something to answer for, so including Lombard.
So in that sense, you're saying that nobody in the play is completely innocent.
Nobody is above suspicion.
Mm-hmm. Even the director, apparently.
Who's that?
Well, Kevin T. Bennett and David Eaton, it was wonderful having you here to talk about Anchorage Community Theater's production of And Then There Were None, the Agatha Christie murder mystery, which opens tonight. So I want to wish you guys a wonderful opening, and don't tell anybody who done it after you go see the show. Is that right?
That's right. You can't give away the ending.
Okay, I promise.
Thanks, Gene.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks for having us.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
It's the last weekend to attend the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River's Mystery Murder Dinner Theater, produced on September 20th and 21st. For tickets and information, call 694-8909, or you can go to Alaska or akfinearts.org.
The UAA Theater in the Rocks will be auditioning at the UAA Harper Studio Saturday, September 21st, from noon to 2 p.m. for its show Gravidity by Ashley Rose Wellman. No preparation is necessary, just show up.
Up in Wasilla at the Valley Performing Arts, you can see Brigadoon, the musical by Lerner and Lowe, running through October the 6th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering a number of performances this weekend and next. Included are Sleepy Hollow and The Secret Garden. These performances are at the Sidney Lawrence Theater. Tickets available at the door or at admin@alaskatheaterofyouth.org or 907-338-4901.
HAMS, which stands for the Homeless Actors of Mat-Su, are putting on the one-man show Bully about Theodore Roosevelt the last two weekends in September. For more information, call Christine Lloyd at 376-4252.
At Cyrano's, you can see La Bête running through October 6th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, Anchorage Community Theater's production of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None opens tonight and runs through October the 20th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.